Family First Care. This is our leader speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning. This is Christine Mazzell calling. I was calling in. I called Family First Services, and a lady had just called me back and told me to call Human Resources, which is you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the reason why I'm calling in is because I'm just trying to confirm that this Friday that just passed, it's the last week that Family First Services takes $280 out of my pay. And I'm trying to make sure that this Friday that just passed is the last week you take anything out of my pay. And when this Friday gets here, my pay should be straight. Mine is just kicking my butt, man.
The 20th was the last pay. Did you hear me, Miss Christine?
Yes, so that would be, this Friday is the last week they take anything out, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I also have another question because the lady that I just spoke with, I also informed her that my patient had gained extra hours, but this was last year that he was approved for these hours altogether. My patient got 68 hours, and I did speak with Ms. Nina back in March of 2025, but nothing was done as far as my pay rate being changed back in 2025. Now, Ms. Nina is no longer my coordinator. Mr. Alberto is my coordinator. I had numerous of text messages between me and Mr. Alberto, but and also when I spoke with Yana about deducting my pay and everything, no conversation between me and him were done either. Starting this year about my pay rate being dropped from $16.75 down to $14. I just found all this out after the fact of them taking $280 out of my pocket. So I've been trying to get a hold of Yona, Ms. Nina, and the only one I got a hold of was Mr. Alberto, but Mr. Alberto was like, he never was informed that I was supposed to, my pay rate was supposed to change. He said, let him look into it and get back with me. Ms. Nina told me that she was going to check the phone conversations between me and Mr. Alberto to see if that conversation ever transpired, which Mr. Alberto already confirmed. He never had no conversation with me about changing my pay rate from $16.75 down to $14. So for the last week and a half, I've been trying to get a hold of Ms. Nina, Yona. None of them return my phone calls, nothing like that. I have to call Family First Service and speak to, like, push number zero and speak to a representative there. And the lady's name was Sarah. She said that she was going to go and speak with Yona and Ms. Nina and then get the issue resolved, which she did. I did call her back on Friday at 3 o'clock, like she said. And she also told me that even though the conversation did not transpire this year, when I got the 68 hours last year, they were supposed to change my pay rate last year. You do not wait a whole year and then drop somebody's pay rate from being at one amount down to the other amount. Before you make that change in anybody's pay rate, by law, you are supposed to call the person who is doing the home health aid and discuss that with them. They never did that with me, so then they turned around and said, well, we're informing you now that we took you from this amount and put you at that amount. That's not how that goes. You know what I mean? And I just don't think it's fair that I've been with Family First Services for a long time, and this is how you conduct business and mess me over on my pay. I don't understand it, because for me doing 68 hours, my pay is supposed to be $1,044 and some cents. ever since Alberto came on my case, my pay rate was dropping down tremendously way before this $280 came into play. And then, like I told them, how do you change somebody's pay rate out the clear blue sky and just lower my pay down without even consulting me, considering the fact I got bills to pay? And then when I asked the agency, can they give me my documentation back, I got told, you don't give no documentation back.
Okay. I'm listening to you and trying to contact Yona to see when he'll be here.
Because I've been calling him, and you can check the call log. I've been calling him, Ms. Nina, for almost a whole week straight, leaving messages and everything else about the pay rate. I'm not worried about the 280 because me and Yona sat on the phone and we got that resolved. That's why 280 was being took out my pay. But no conversation between me and Yona or Mr. Alberto about my pay rate getting dropped down. Ms. Nina, when I spoke with her last Friday, she went in the system and this is not, and she was like, oh, this is what's going on. You're at $16.75 an hour, and you got 68 hours, so your pay rate is supposed to drop down. But nobody got back to me to let me know when my pay rate was getting dropped down and how much my pay rate was getting put down to. And then I asked them, well, why don't you drop my pay rate from $16.75 and drop it down to $14? How much is my pay going to be every week? They couldn't even tell me that. And it's what I'm trying to do is switch to another agency, and everybody asks this Family First Services, no, I don't have no insurance, so I can't go and get another TB test done, a physical done, and this, this, and that, because I don't have the money to put out for all that. And I asked them, can they just give me my document, a copy of my documentation of my TB test and everything else that I had to submit to your agency to start working with that agency? And they told me they don't get credentials back. You must be the only agency that don't give nobody their credentials back.
Okay.
I just don't think it's fair that, you know, they went and changed my pay rate without consulting me. And if there's somebody higher than everybody there, then you could go back and check the call logs, listen to the conversations between me, Ms. Nina, and Alberto, and listen to them to see if any conversations transpired about my pay rate being dropped down. That conversation never transpired in the year of 2026. That transpired back in 2025, and it was never done in 2025, and you cannot wait a whole year later and then deduct somebody's pay rate. You are not allowed to do that without consulting the person who's getting paid by you. And it was never consulted with me. They made the changes and then just went on about it like that and think I'm supposed to sit back and accept that.
Could you hold on 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.